Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, "I Cannot Be Silent. The News Is So Astounding."
From St. Luke's Gospel in chapter 5. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so were also James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their nets to shore, they left everything and followed him. My homily then for the Feast of St. Patrick. A book appeared some time ago with the ambitious title Macbeth, A True Story. A review describes it as an interesting straw in the wind, but immediately dismisses it as disappointing. The author hoped it would interest the academic and the general reader who would like to learn about Scotland in the 11th century. Seemingly, she did not manage it, going on the overall tenor of book reviews. So what chance has a preacher in the 21st century when faced with the figure of someone who lived 600 years before Macbeth? Especially when we consider that the shamrock link with the Trinity is a much more recent image, nothing to do with the preacher who came to Ireland from Britain to share the good news of Christ. In Patrick's own words, he was taken to Ireland for not recognizing the true God he had been instructed about. But as his time in Ireland went on, he became a champion in that he accepted divine compassion and could thus no longer be silent about it. Patrick was aware of having been gifted a great treasure. The knowledge he received himself about Jesus Christ and how his life and death are not just relevant to human life, but crucial to the perfect life we would like. He was aware that life on earth is no paradise. Leaders and bosses are not always true to their word. Sin may be forgiven by Christ, but it has not ceased to exist. what Patrick brought to that situation was a reassurance that the Lord who forgives is also the same Lord who encourages all to start afresh each day. As Patrick himself knew, the hand of the Lord, his divine fingerprints, if you will, can be spotted even in the most haphazard and bizarre events, like his own capture and forced labour minding our Irish farmers' sheep, for instance. But it is this man, Patrick, who 1,600 years ago told us what we still need to hear now. The Lord is our shepherd, our support, and our saviour. The task is to realise our full potential by believing, hoping at all times, and loving as faithfully as we can. There will be days we spend fishing, as it were, and are still hungry and dissatisfied as sunset comes. The good news is that we are not alone. If you and I can resolutely place our trust in our Saviour, the Divine Son, we shall fear no ill. Taking the sentimental padding away from the story of St. Patrick may reveal only a simple storyline, but one worth hearing now and again. Christ beside me, Christ before me, Christ in heart of friend and foe, Christ to brighten my way, Christ to guide me through whatever might be the present mess. Amen.